SBS Radio.
Yes, so Facebook's chief executive Mark Zuckerberg has been very sharply criticised by Australian Shoah survivors who say that Holocaust denial on Facebook should be barred. And of course, Zuckerberg told US technology website Recode last week, which prompted the whole thing. Zuckerberg said that although he is Jewish and finds it deeply offensive to deny the Shoah when he sees it posted on Facebook, he said, "I don't believe that our platform should take that material down," because he says he doesn't think that the people posting Holocaust denial material are intentionally getting it wrong. So volunteer guides at the Jewish Holocaust Museum in Melbourne have thrown their support behind a campaign launched by the Anti-Defamation Commission that demands Zuckerberg reverse Facebook's policy. There was Abe Goldberg, who was imprisoned in the Lodz ghetto and who lost over 40 members of his family during the Holocaust, said Holocaust deniers are after publication, exposure, and we shouldn't give them exposure at all. He said, "I feel very betrayed by Zuckerberg." Another Holocaust survivor who was separated from her father and brother in the Warsaw ghetto and never saw them again, Lucia Haberfeld, said 6 million people have perished during the Holocaust and they are killing them again by denying the Holocaust, and this shouldn't be included in posts on Facebook. The Anti-Defamation Commission Chair Dvir Abramovich said providing a voice and a hangout on Facebook to anti-Semites, neo-Nazis and white supremacists is an affront to all those who escaped the monstrosities of the Holocaust. And New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies CEO Vic Alhadev said that given that the Holocaust was the most thoroughly documented genocide in history by the perpetrators themselves, for Mr. Zuckerberg to suggest that Holocaust denial is not motivated by wicked intent is naive at best and ignorant at worst, and it's Facebook's responsibility to uphold community standards.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, when we talk about the Australian Jewish News, the AJN, Australian Jewish News, has won a defamation case brought by Rabbi Yossi Feldman in the New South Wales Supreme Court. Can you please tell us about it?
Yes, so Rabbi Yossi Feldman was formerly the director of Yeshiva College Bondi and president of the Rabbinic Council of New South Wales. Now, he had sued both the Australian Jewish News and Joshua Levi, who at that time was a senior journalist, deputy editor. Levi covered the Royal Commission into institutional responses to child sexual abuse for the paper after the commission's public hearings were held in February 2015. Now, Rabbi Feldman contended that four of the articles, including one with the headline "Rabbi Yossi Feldman Urged Leniency for Abusers," defamed him. But in a 93-page judgment last week, Justice Lucy McCallum in the Supreme Court ruled against him. Justice McCallum said in response to Feldman's claim that Levi and the AJN acted maliciously, she took the step of noting the integrity of the paper, the editor, and its journalists. She said, "In my assessment, there is simply no proof whatsoever that the defendants were actuated by malice or that they deliberately misinterpreted the plaintiff's evidence at the Royal Commission." She also added, "On the contrary, the evidence has persuaded me that the Australian Jewish News and Joshua Levi acted with the highest journalistic integrity." She also said, "The AJN is a serious newspaper which approached the business of reporting news of interest to the Jewish community, imposing a high standard of journalistic fairness on itself." Levi, who is now the CEO of the newspaper, said, "It's important that this ruling is now on the public record. We refuse to apologize because we reported accurately," Levi said. "We stood up for what is right." Rabbi Feldman has stated he intends to appeal the ruling.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, there is a concern over books on sale.
Yes. So books and DVDs by some of the world's most notorious hate preachers have recently been offered for sale by Islamic bookstores in Sydney and Melbourne. Monash University academic Dr. Run Porat recently conducted a study into this of the Islamic bookstore in Lakemba in Sydney and Islamic books and clothing in Coburg, a suburb of Melbourne. And his findings were published in the monthly journal of the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council. Now, these Islamic bookstores' website, the shop in Sydney, listed titles such as The Ideological Attack, which was written by someone who is known for portraying Jews in a dehumanizing fashion, and another title called A Muslim Response to the Attack on America, and that book was written by a scholar who preaches conspiracy theories of Zionists controlling the world. The Islamic books and clothing shop in Melbourne also had a title on sale called Jerusalem in the Quran by Imran Nazar Hussain, and a title called The Day of Wrath. Now, these have similar content. Both shops, in fact, have DVDs by hate preachers, including Abdullah Hakim Quick, who in 2010 described Jews and Christians as filthy, and Ahmed Didat, who had ties to Osama bin Laden and whose works are banned in France. Now, the AJN asked the Islamic bookstore representative at the shop in Sydney about these titles and was told some of them are no longer in stock, but on the book called The International Jew, which is particularly contains anti-Semitic material, the response was, well, everyone sells this book, and I don't look into each book. We have 100,000 books. The AJN also called the Islamic Books and Clothing Shop manager, but was told that person is overseas. The journal's editor, that's the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council's journal, Tzvi Fleischer, said, Dr. Porat's work has revealed some very concerning issues that should be addressed as a matter of urgency.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.